USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting the coronavirus vaccination program. Biden taking a trip to a D.C. Veterans Medical Center that is conducting vaccinations.
We have to focus more on getting to the neighborhoods that are at-risk neighborhoods.
Roughly 2.2 million Americans are getting coronavirus vaccinations each day. The CDC says fully vaccinated individuals have a little more leeway with health guidelines once they're fully vaccinated.
CDC recommends that fully vaccinated people can visit with other fully vaccinated people in small gatherings indoors without wearing masks or physical distancing.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio thinks Governor Andrew Cuomo can no longer be effective in his post after more women have accused him of inappropriate behavior. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
A high-profile trial is being delayed at least one day.
Jury selection in the George Floyd murder trial of Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin is delayed until at least Tuesday, as the prosecution asked the Minnesota Court of Appeals for a stay. Prosecutor Matthew Frank said Monday morning that the state will seek to get the jury selection process halted as the issue of adding a last-minute third-degree murder charge makes its way through the higher courts.
You know, they started jury selection being told something very general, and then later they're told something very specific. I think it does affect the jury selection process, and so it is, and our position is it is very much involved, the trial itself.
Judge Peter Cahill agreed to give the prosecution time to wrap up an appeal Monday morning. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will make his first primetime address to the American people Thursday night. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans are furious that the White House isn't doing more to stop caravans of migrants and unaccompanied children heading toward the southern border. President Biden, meantime, has dispatched a team to the U.S.-Mexico border to assess the surge in illegal immigration. Regarding the unaccompanied minors at our U.S.-Mexico border, former White House advisor Stephen Miller says...
100% of minors traveling alone, many of them teenagers, are being resettled and released all throughout the United States, all 50 states. But what they're not telling you is that most family units are now also being released too. And that's why we're seeing now 4,000 apprehensions a day. Because word has spread, not just in Central America, but throughout the world, that if you come as a family or as a minor, you're going to be released. The majority of family units are now being released into the interior of the country. And a lot of them are going to go into communities that don't have the hospital capacity or the healthcare resources to deal with them. So this really exacerbates a public health crisis in addition to a national security crisis.
A new study shows Americans paid off nearly $83 billion in credit card debt in 2020. Personal finance site WalletHub says consumers are paying down debt and saving more than they have in decades due to the coronavirus pandemic. Stimulus checks also giving some a chance to catch up on past due payments. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.